Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my body, the life inside of my body, crossing us over many bridges, you bring me to happier days. Everywhere I go, follow me. Follow me everywhere I go.
Hallelujah. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio. And this is Kingdom Key Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. How are you doing today? This is Kingdom Spirit, Soul, and Spirit. This is Kingdom Key Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. And we have a kind of continuation of the topic last week. I've kind of titled it, Little Children Are Not Too Young Not to Learn the Word of God. Simply, little children can begin to learn the Word of God from their very young age. That's what I'm trying to put here. So I hope you can put whatever title you want, how you want to title it. So I just don't want to leave that place blank and just put something there. But what I'm trying to say, that's what I'm trying to tell you, that we need to start from our very foundation. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead. There is a phone number there for you to call in. And and be part of it and be blessed. And let us see, let us hear what the Lord is doing for you. Okay. Father, we just thank you today. We bless you. You are in charge of our life. You are in control. We give ourselves to you today. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your forgiveness. We bless you, Father. We commit our brothers, our sisters, and our listeners, every family listening, O God, into your hands today. Let your will be done, let your purpose stand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray today. And let your spirit teach us, guide us today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, you know, children are the foundation of tomorrow. They will become leaders tomorrow. The earlier we start now, the better for us. So if we don't do, we will regret later. So this is so important for us. If we begin to teach our children, excuse me, the biblical principles of Christ, the essential truth of the Word of God, they will learn and they will begin to grow in it. And we know that we have a responsibility to train our children the Word of God. And when they grow, they will not depart from it. They will be tested like everybody we are tested today. They will then find their ground. And they will then lean to what you have taught them at their foundation. It's like a house. See, you know, Jesus talked about building a house on a solid rock, and some of them build on just ordinary sand. So we have to build our children on a solid rock, and that solid rock is the Word of God. So last week, I began with an example using Timothy. So let's go back. Let's see what we can see from there. Okay. So last week, I was talking about Timothy using the second book of Timothy, the last book Paul has written before he was killed. Now we can read from verse, let's read from verse 12 of chapter 3. Okay, verse 12 of chapter 3. It says, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will go worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise. Each time I read this verse 15, it's so amazing, so interesting. It said, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise. So important. And that from childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures to make you wise. Meaning that if we devote our time from the very early age and begin to teach our children the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, and at that time, it was the Old Testament. You can even imagine at this time, we have the Old Testament, We have the New Testament. We have an abundant amount of scriptures to teach our children. And sadly enough, we find the very foundation of places where we need to teach our children, they are not there. They are not there. He said, from childhood, you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ, what? Jesus. And he began, now verse 15, he began to tell us, that is kind of explaining the wisdom behind the knowledge. I mean, the wisdom behind, that is the consequences of knowing what? The Holy Scripture. That is the wisdom behind the Holy Scripture. That is the wisdom for the salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. That was now explained in verse 16. The benefit of the scripture is now expounded in verse 16. So, telling us that if we take our little trial and begin to teach our children little by little, you can just say, let's pray, and they begin to learn how to pray. That helps. I remember when I was little children, and I've shared many of my examples. When I was growing up, I attended Anglican school, a primary school. We pray. We have ROK, that is religious knowledge. And at that time, we have to memorize some of the Psalms, like Psalm 23, the Lord's Prayer, memorize them. And some part of Exodus, those days. And although it was just knowledge based, but it helps as you begin to grow up. As I begin to grow up, because I grew up in a strongly idolatry home, that is a strongly pagan home. All my parents were all pagan worshippers. So when I go to school, Bible, and I go back home, we are sacrificing to idols. I was like, just here and there, I could not understand what was going on. See, until God began to take me out from those places. You see? So you can imagine, at that time, if I have not had some knowledge, it would have been terrible. It would have been terrible. So most of our children today, at least they have some knowledge. But there are some homes that they don't know. Like I said the other day, I met a lady that has six children. And I said, did you take these children to church? She said, no, I don't know church. See? So until those children are exposed, they will eventually not know what is called the Bible. See? But it's so important. That's the word of God is saying. And we have Timothy here. We have Samuel. We have all many examples in the scripture that we can see that the word of God will provide a safe hope for our children. We see so many of our children today, a lot of discrimination, a lot of hatred, and a lot of injustice. And of course, we know that God is a God of justice. And these are the very foundation of Christianity. We need to know God is a God of justice. God is a God of love, does not like discrimination. And yet, we are finding this happening everywhere. You realize that whatever we teach our children, most of the time, that's what they grow up with. If we teach them to recognize that guy is black and black people are thieves, that's how they will grow up. It will be very hard for that child to change his mind, to begin to see a different form in what he has been taught. If we don't teach them the biblical principles of love, they may not know love. They may not know how to appreciate people. They may not even know how to say thank you. There are some people when you are coming in into a building, for example, you open the door. Even some of these teenagers, when you open the door, like you want to be nice. Thank you. No, it's like doesn't mean anything. It's like just see. We have a role to play. We seriously have a role to play. And when you look at the role the parents of this guy, we are talking about Timothy play, they themselves were good Christians. When you refer back to the very chapter, they were good Christians. Okay, let's read from verse 3 of the 2 Timothy chapter 1. He said, I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing. I remember you in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you. Being mindful of your tears, I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith which is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded it's also in you. It's a book written to Timothy, and he's saying these are the qualities I find in your parents, and I believe it's also in you. He said the genuine faith, that is not the hypocrite, faith. Don't even know how to pronounce it. Unhypocritical faith. That is right on. Not today you are a Christian, tomorrow we don't know who we are. No, it's just not a hypocrite. You are a Christian, you are a Christian. And everybody knows you are a Christian. You are a child of God. You are a believer. You love people. All also what? In Timothy. And that is all there is to it about the unhypocritical faith the Lord is looking for. A heart that will say yes and for you. A heart that will say and for the people. A heart that will say I love you. A heart that prays. A heart that seek. A heart that teach children the word of God to follow the word of God. The heart that teach children to smoke. Or not the heart that teach children to curse. Not the heart that teach children to hate. Not a heart that teach children to have differences, to have color differences, to teach them discrimination, teach them hatred, teach them to fight. No, that's not the teaching I'm talking about. But the teaching I'm talking about is the teaching of the unhypocritical faith. The one that is was in Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Now, when you look at, when you go back to that second Timothy on the verse 15, it says all Scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. And it's profitable for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good works. Isn't that amazing? So good. He said, for the Scripture is profitable for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that when we begin to teach this our little ones the Holy Scriptures, they will begin to have doctrines, they will begin to have a reproof. Proof means that is a conviction. They will begin to have what? A conviction. They will begin to sense that no, this is not right. You know, your spirit will bear conscience with you. I mean, your spirit will bear witness with you. Your conscience will bear witness with you that this is not right. This is right. This is not good. I need to do it like this. I need to do it this way. It will be a witness. Let that conscience begin to bear witness in us. They say, for instruction, that is training a child the word of God. That is basing on our own idea that we have learned, teaching those things to our children. What have you learned? This puts a challenge in us also that we need to learn. We cannot give what we don't have. We can only give what we have. So we need to challenge ourselves to learn and also to teach our young ones Word of God. So we see the Word of God creating also a correction. That is for correction. Hallelujah. For instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Until we do this, we are not complete. We are not equipped for every good works. This is so essential for our well-being, so essential for our children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to train our children in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. We have a responsibility, my dear brother, my dear sister. They are not too young. Maybe 6 months, maybe 1 year, as we are teaching other knowledge to them. Let's try and teach the word of God. Let's try and get the word of God into them. Maybe singing, melody, you know what I'm, but we are not to say, oh, this is too young to learn the word of God. So we cannot suffer the children not to come to them. I mean, not to come to Jesus. Remember what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. Excuse me. In the book of Matthew, right? Chapter 19. So we are not to suffer the little children not to come to him. So we have to allow them to learn the word of God, to allow them to be taught the word of God. We have to try our best. Okay? Excuse me. Hallelujah. So my time has run out. So I have said, they are not too young. In fact, if we leave them, it might be too old for them to learn. So the earlier we start, the better. Let's try our best, and we will not regret if we do so. Okay, so I just wanted to share this to encourage ourselves and realize our responsibility, even as we get into this school season, even as we buy other books, let also buy the Holy Scriptures. And let also try our best and begin to teach our children from the very foundation as they are growing. And even if they are already grown, maybe they are teenager, let's try and teach them. Let's try. Let's try. And you will not regret if you do so. So God bless you. See you next time. And stay well. Coronavirus will not have its way in you. You are free from coronavirus. Your house is free from coronavirus. You are protected from coronavirus. Your body is free from coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, you are protected by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So see you next time. God bless you.